We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. There you
were. How sweet it is to be on the precipice of a three-day weekend. Memorial Day coming up on Monday, and Jeff Calkins joins the show now, columnist of the Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11. Jeff, what's on the docket for this weekend?
I'm not exactly sure. I've been doing a little gardening. A little landscaping. I don't do a lot of landscaping.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Dabney's? Have you ever been to Dabney's?
I have not.
Dabney's Nursery. My friend Scott Morris told me about it, and it's a massive, fantastic nursery. And so I was just out there buying azaleas and planting them. So I've been gardening and watering and all that stuff. I think a long bike ride. Game
nice.
Six. What's on your agenda?
I'm golfing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I'll be out at Lakeland at a buddy's house, lakeside the whole day. Might enjoy a couple of beers while I'm out we might have the pontoon.
What is the lake at Lakeland?
Gardner Lake. It's man-made. It's a pretty big man-made lake.
Could you, how big is it? Could you water ski on it?
No,
sail on it?
No, and you can't have like a speedboat. It's just pontoon boats and like small motor, like little tiny fishing boats.
But you can have a little. There are little motorized boats on it.
Yes, yeah, no, you can take.
Could you swim across it?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to do that to myself. I mean, I guess I could, but
Do people swim in it, or is it not really a
swimming lake? No, it's a swimming lake. It's definitely a swimming lake. It's one of those lakes, like, it is man-made, so when it gets hot out, it'll get steamy in the water. Like, it's not big.
Have you ever seen a copperhead in it?
I haven't, but I'm sure people around there have. You gotta be careful, I guess. There's fish in there. You got some bluegill.
I have a crappie. I have a theory on... There are a lot of things about the South that I like better than the North. Gas stations are one, for example. Much prefer gas stations. I prefer y'all to you guys. You know,
100%.
Lots of things to prefer about the South. But the place where the North just beats the hell out of the South is lakes. First of all, the North's got the Great Lakes. So you got, it's game over right there. You know, you got the Great Lakes to begin with. So there are no Great Lakes in the South. But then in addition, a northern lake generally is clear. You can look down, see the bottom, see your feet, whatever. It's not murky, and there's not cypress trees, and there's not poisonous snakes, and it's not muddy. It's a beautiful, pristine thing with loons on it often. And instead, here what you have is you got muddy lakes that are often man-made. They're not really lakes at all. You got cypress trees. You got snakes. You got all kinds of awful things. And then you got people pretending it's a freaking NASCAR track with their speedboats. Like, it's just insanity. I hate southern lakes.
Yeah, this is not quite a southern lake, though. This, again, it's man-made.
No, I know that. I've made the jump from this.
But, like, Heber's nice. I quite enjoy Pickwick. Pickwick's okay.
Pickwick is fine, but let's be honest. Pickwick is not a damn lake. And
what is it then?
If you go, it's a dammed up river. That's what Pickwick is. It's a dammed up river. If you go compare it to an honest to God lake in Minnesota, you'll see have you ever been to a Minnesota lake? Or a Michigan lake? You don't even know what you're talking. They don't even compare.
No, I get it. And like my brother lives in Chicago,
nice
and
I
trained in Chicago. So like Lake Michigan, like being right there, they have the beaches and everything. Like it's different in the north. I get that. But like war on southern
you
lakes.
You can enjoy Pickwick for its own sake. It's like you can enjoy Pickwick for its own sake. It's better than not being on a lake. Right? Whatever. I'm sure.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if I'm comparing it, the southern lakes don't. Now, you got the Gulf Coast. You got beautiful Southern Ocean. Like that, in many ways, better than the rocky Atlantic where you freeze your ass off up there. Like the ocean, and you can say that the Atlantic. The New England coast, the ocean is beautiful in its own way, too. But I actually think the Gulf Coast probably wins there just because it's more accessible. And the beaches are more beautiful. Lakes do not compare.
I'm on your side, too. And also the water. It's not as murky, and it tends to be more refreshing if you're going to take a hop in.
There's nothing that's going to kill you. And there's in a northern lake, there's nothing that's going to kill you. That's not true in a southern lake.
Okay. So you're not a lake goer here in the south.
You got alligators in damn lakes, you know?
I take it you're not a lake goer then. You stay away from that.
I've spent very little time. I mean, honestly, I don't. Maybe it's my personality. I don't get invited to people's lake houses down here. So could be why. We could be on the verge of discovering something. So, no, people say Heber's great. And
yeah.
I don't think I've ever been, and people love Heber. Is Heber a natural lake?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. People rave about Heber, and so I'm not going to disparage Heber. But what's the other one right across from the Mississippi? The one right over there. Crossover, not far. Once you get to Arkansas, what's that lake?
Horseshoe. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been. And you're saying,
I've been a horseshoe. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Are you like a water? Are you an aquatics? Are you a pool guy?
I own a pool.
You have a pool. Do you?
Have a pool. I've reached the point, though.
Are you going to spend some time by it this weekend?
I haven't gotten in the pool yet this year, but I vow to get in the pool this week. I'm not someone who just hangs out by the pool.
You're not a tanner.
I got the pool. Here's the truth. So, got divorced, had young kids. And so then you're looking around and you're thinking, I've destroyed their lives by getting divorced. And so let's go ahead and get an entertaining house for them as some small solace for the way that their mom and I have shattered their lives. And so I got a ridiculous house that had a pool and a drinking fountain, like an actual drinking fountain with a button like you have at a school. And there was an air hockey table that people were leaving it behind, a pool table. Like it just had all of bells and whistles. And there was a while, and we had a pool at our marital home before we got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And there was and we used that pool a lot. And there's an age where we used the pool a lot, but then that age, we aged out and the problem with the pool is it's really expensive. Either whether you're doing it yourself, and it can be frustrating, or if you have a pool person,
yeah,
it's colossally expensive, and I just don't use it enough. If I could snap my fingers and make my pool go away, I would.
What's bizarre to me too, and actually it shouldn't be bizarre because you do have to spend a lot of money for the upkeep, but it doesn't add any value to your home if you're going to resell it.
Right.
Yeah. So, by the way, speaking of which, we live close together. Can I get an invite to the pool? Can you? I mean, can I just sort of hop the fence?
It's funny. I used to when I go away, because we do have a house on a lake in northern Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and my family does, and it's partly by bias. And when I leave, usually over July 4th weekend, John Martin's birthday is on July 4th, and I have before, I'm usually gone, and I let him use my house to have parties at on July 4th. He's done it multiple years. Now he has his own pool in Germantown. He's moved out of the city. He's living in Germantown. He has his own pool. But for a long time, I let him use my house and pool. And so people would come up to me and say, yeah, I've been to your house, man. And I'd never met him before in my life.
I'll take his spot in using your when you're,
right,
if you're out of town.
Right, there you go. You can use my house.
I'll send the text over. Facilitate. You keep the dogs home? I'll watch the dogs.
No, I bring to Northern Michigan, I bring the
dogs. Okay, you bring the dogs. Okay, I got you.
Drive. So another reason I drive is that people ask, why in the world do you drive 15 hours everywhere? Mm-hmm. It's 900 miles to our house in Northern Michigan. But the dogs love it. You know, it's cool and it's beautiful and there's woods and whatever else. And mind you, I was just telling someone earlier that my grandparents had this cabin in the 1930s. They built the cabin. We've had it ever since. I couldn't begin to afford to have a summer house, you know, like that's talk about upkeep and whatever else. But when there's 9 kids and we can split it between us, it's a nice place and it's a nice place to gather and it's beautiful up there.
Yeah. Now, before we move off from Memorial Day conversation and lakes and pools and backyard cookouts, if I put a brat, a hot dog or a burger in front of you, what are you picking? You can only pick one of three.
I'll rank them for you. It's not even close. I'll get the burger every single
time. Okay. Yeah. Good choice.
I might get a burger and a brat just for variety if I can have two.
But you're away from hot dogs.
But I'll definitely have the brat over the hot dog, and I'll definitely have the burger over the brat. I don't really think it's close. I don't understand people who would pick the hot dog unless you're 8. If you're 8, I understand it if you're going to pick the hot dog. But beyond that, I don't really understand it. Now, I also do think that people are alive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To like whatever they like. So I won't judge you if you pick the hot dog. Like I was listening to Keyshawn and those guys this morning, and I was driving in, and I forgot who it was. They were giving someone a hard time for eating Kraft macaroni and cheese in a box, right?
Okay.
And it was Max, and Keyshawn was saying to Max Kellerman, "You make too much money to eat, you know, horrible mac and cheese, whatever."
Tend to agree.
There are people who like Kraft macaroni and cheese because it tastes like childhood, you know, because it tastes like
nostalgia.
And so I suppose there are some things I will judge, whatever. In terms of things you want to eat, if you want to eat your steak well done, I'm not going to judge you because you want your steak well done. If you want to eat Kraft macaroni and cheese, I happen to like Kraft macaroni and cheese. And I understand people who prefer it to quote unquote real macaroni and cheese because it's the cheese it's what they grew up. It's familiar. It's like, it does. It tastes like childhood. And so that's fine. You know what I like better? If you put real maple syrup and fake ass log cabin maple syrup in front of me and a stack of pancakes, I'm using the fake ass log cabin every damn time. And you can judge me for that if you want, but what's the point? Like, why can't people just like what they like?
It's cool. Kraft mac and cheese, though, only if you're in a bind. Only if you need a quick
no,
meal.
I'll happily eat Kraft macaroni and cheese. If I want to really go deluxe.
Like for a sit-down dinner, like your Kraft mac and cheese. As a side.
I prefer Kraft macaroni and cheese. I actually, compared to some fancy macaroni and cheese that's baked with breadcrumbs on it and stuff like that, get out of my face.
No!
Kraft macaroni and cheese I prefer it with the little shells rather than the... Give me the ones with the shells. And honestly, I like that more. But whatever, like, if you don't, I also really like, for example, I was at Gus's the other day. Great mac and cheese. Really good mac and cheese.
Right.
But I'm not, like, I don't just eat it in a... If I really want to be fancy, I'll take that hot dog that you were offering me a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
I'll slice it up. I'll put it in the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
And I'll be totally happy.
That ain't bad. That's childhood meal for me.
But you know what? I'm not above eating a McDonald's cheeseburger either. It's not a real cheeseburger. It is what it is, and I'll happily eat it. And I'm not going to judge you if you like it any more than I'll judge you if you like going to Pickwick.
Okay.
You know, you do you.
Understood. I'll get the koozies out this weekend too. Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins.
And even then, you can use the koozies. I don't hate judge you for using koozies. I've just
you
never
just don't like koozies.
Koozies.
Okay. Understood.
I'm like right now, I'm drinking a LaCroix. Am I using the koozie? No, I'm just drinking a LaCroix out of a can. Works just fine.
I got you. Now, actually talking some Eastern Conference Finals, do you think the Celtics can actually come back? Real quick, though, the odds on this whole thing is ESPN Analytics, 59%, they say the Celtics have a 59% chance to win the series. To win the championship, I checked FanDuel. Nuggets, of course, the favorite.
Wait, people are saying that the Celtics have a greater chance to win the series
Well, that's ESPN analytics. That's not just people. That's the actual analytics.
No,
that ESPN
I think
put
the
out.
Heat are still going to win. I think the Heat are going
to
win.
And then the Celtics are +300, according to FanDuel. The Heat are +500 to win the NBA Finals. That's tricky.
I hope the Celtics win. I would like to see history. I like to see it happen.
I like the matchup better.
And I like the matchup better. I think it's nice to have, I know we shouldn't care, but it's nice to have one big market team, all of that. I typically don't root for Boston teams, but you know, they've paid their dues. That team has paid their dues. It's been and I get sick of, like, if there's a team that's going to choke away a 3-game lead, I kind of like that it would be Spoelstra and Riley and Heat culture, you know, like that
right.
would be just great. You know, maybe we should, you know, calm
don't
down
tell me
heat
about
culture.
Heat culture again.
So I would love that. I'd love that part of it. But so that will be what I'm rooting for.
I
don't have great faith that the Celtics will keep that. We're going to see the same Celtics team we've seen the last two games because their history is. Yes, if they're hitting 3-pointers, 16 3-pointers last night, if they're playing like if they are playing to their best, they are the better team. But are we going to have two more games where they're hitting their shots and the Heat are not? I don't think so. I think one of these games the Celtics are going to offer up a dud again, and the Heat are going to win. But I hope the Celtics win.
The 0-150 went down 0-3. I just can't get over that. I'll say this, and tell me if this is legal. If this is fair, and Connor and I were kind of lockstep with this, I want to see the Celtics play the Nuggets for the NBA Finals. But at the same time, I want to see the Heat beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that legal? Can those two thoughts exist at the same time?
Yes, the same way that you can eat whatever macaroni and cheese you like, you can want whatever you want. It is logically impossible that those you won't get everything you want. You can want what you want, but if those are the two things you want, I'm going to guarantee you. You will not get.
I'll
those
be disappointed
two
one way or the other.
I actually though I want the Celtics to beat the Heat. I'm not. I'm not divided in that way. I want to see because I want the Heat to lose. I want them to choke it away. It's kind of amazing. The Celtics over the last two seasons have four different times. Won games where they were faced elimination on the road.
Right.
In his career, like that's extraordinary. In his career, LeBron has done that four times. Won games where he's faced elimination on the road, right. And the Celtics have done it four times in the last 2 years. Now, obviously, that's not a complete compliment to them, because what it suggests is they don't focus until they're facing elimination, right? Like, they put themselves in this situation this many times. But I am not so at this point deterred by the 0 and 150, because they don't have to win four in a row anymore. Now they just have to win two in a row. And they won two in a row against Philadelphia. They won two in a row, obviously, last year against Milwaukee. And I guess if you're going to be down 2-3, I mean, like they are, I think they're in a better position now than they are in either of than they were in either of those circumstances, both because they're clearly the better team. And I'm not sure that was true last year, for example, when they were down in Milwaukee. And I do think at some point, and I don't know when it happens, but at some point, I think the Heat begin to think about, oh my God, we can't be the first team that does this. Like, at some point, and maybe not, maybe because Jimmy Butler is impervious to pressure, but at some point, you would think the pressure would start to kick in somewhere on the Heat, wouldn't you?
Is he fully impervious? Last two games, I haven't seen the same Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he took 10 shots last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not the same engaged, dominant Jimmy Butler. You know, he's even last year, Game 6 was absolutely magnificent, forcing a Game 7. So, but yeah, I think that I don't have faith. I don't trust the Celtics.
Neither do I.
I don't trust them to win, to be the Celtics that we saw last night two more times. I certainly don't trust you know, Marcus Smart to be hitting.
And Derek White to be unconscious.
And Derek White, So I think Miami wins the next game.
I have an unfortunate feeling. Like, this is where I'm at with Jason Tatum. And I like Jason Tatum. He's from St. Louis. Got to respect him for that. Went to Chaminade High. I have a bunch of buddies that went there. But Jason Tatum, like, are we at the point, and I know it's zero sum, and I usually make fun of people that have these conversations, but are we at the point where, like, in the playoffs, I have gotten to the point where I cannot ignore the lulls and the issues he has. He didn't hit a shot in the fourth quarter until game four. But are we at the point where it's like regular season, you just sort of wipe it away, and then in the playoffs, he's going to have to at some point prove he can get over the top and not have those lulls when it matters the most?
I think Jason Tatum is a star, but he's not, you know, he's not Steph, right? I mean, he's just not at this point. He's just not. So if there's that upper echelon, as you point out, like Jimmy Butler, where was he last night? Like, even stars are allowed to have bad games, right? But it does feel like with Jason Tatum that it's too intermittent. Certainly, it's not a glaring exception when he has a bad game. And last night he was, you know, even as they were hitting a million three-pointers, 16, he was, I think, one of six from three. Mm. So, I guess with the best of the best, you feel like you always know what you're going to get. And maybe you didn't. Like, maybe that's an illusion. Maybe there were times when you didn't always get a great game from Larry Bird, or didn't always get a great game from Magic, or didn't always get a great game from MJ, or didn't always get, maybe, but it always felt like you did. You felt like you could count on it. And with Jason Tatum, I don't think any Celtics fan would say, I know for sure Jason Tatum's going to come up big in Game 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last thing.
Do you I hope he turns, and that's different. That's just different than Steph.
He has played well in elimination games, just as the Celtics have in general. But it's so hard for me to really ignore. I used to ignore it because he's 22, 23, 24. He was in the Eastern Conference Finals his rookie year. You try to give him some grace, but at this point, he's experienced in these situations. He still falls short, and doesn't look himself in the playoffs. That's the issue I'm running into. Now,
I can see that.
Now, real quick, last thing before I let you go for the extended weekend. I just brought up the Vol Collective, and how well they're doing. Like, I seeing Spire Sports and what they're doing with NIL money there at Tennessee. It's been phenomenal. You had Joe Milton and Ramel Keaton in Times Square with their own billboard. Like, it's just fantastic. They've raised $7.5 million. They're aiming for $25 million. But it brings me to the question about return on investment that we've been having about the University of Memphis. And, I think that's a complicated question, and I know when teams struggle, the donors are not going to give as much money. It's just sort of natural and how people are going to feel. But is the return on investment at this point, considering how guys choose where they're going to go to school, it's usually based on money. We saw it with Jaden Bradley this offseason. Is the return on investment at this point just trying not to be irrelevant in sports, trying not to be irrelevant in football and basketball? I know how you can be a little turned off by the way we've gone about this at times.
I don't think that fear of irrelevancy is a motivator. I think, like, why do Tennessee fans give to Tennessee?
Because they have been good.
Because they're pumped, you know. Because I think the teams that are rolling in money, there are certain fan bases who have looked at the NIL as an opportunity rather than a burden. And so if you're looking at it as, we got to give them money, otherwise it's going to be irrelevant. Like, I don't think that is a motivator. I think people who are motivated, they're rushing to give you their money, right? They're like, damn, we can finally bring down Georgia, or we can bring Alabama, or we can be competitive, or here is, like, you saw it in Texas A&M, which has not been at the level of Alabama, et cetera. And honestly, since NIL still isn't, but the recruiting classes are.
Right.
It's they see an opportunity. We can compete. We can spend. And they don't see it as some, oh, my God, here they come again. We're going to have to give money so we're not irrelevant. I think the schools that are best at it give money because they see it as a route to grandeur. Like, this is fantastic. They see it. And honestly, I do think – it's one of the things that I, when Ryan Silverfield would talk about how much the world has changed, right, which was one of his refrains, a frequent refrain, it sounded to me like, just slightly, and I don't want to end this week on a negative, it sounded like whining. You know, like
yeah, that's how it comes across. I'm with you. I'm 100% with
you. This isn't the same job I got, whatever else, whatever. You know, no, it's not. But what? So what? Like, in the end, I always thought, like, John Calipari or, like, the real operators, right? The real operators, whether it's someone like John Calipari, someone like Mike Norvell, right? What they would look at it as, I'm going to use this to my – you tell me what the rules are, right? And I'm going to use it to my advantage. Like, when John was recruiting to crappy Conference USA, he would try to use that to his advantage, you know? And he'd talk about how, you know, all the great things ruling the conference and whatever else. And really, you come to watch your guys. You don't come to watch the opponents anyway. And then as soon as he flips, he goes to Kentucky, then he uses that to it. Whatever you got, you use to your advantage. And it seems to me that the coaches who are best and the fan bases that do this most enthusiastically are, and there's a connection there, by the way, because it's the job of the administration and the coaches to unleash the fans, to make them see it as we're not going to have a hard time keeping up if you don't give. That's no way to get people to give. You get people to give by creating excitement and unlocking the idea that there's a potential here to do great things if you give. And so, I don't know. I think that's one of the things that – now, it obviously helped for Tennessee that, you know, the on-the-field stuff immediately clicked. You had a sensational year last year. Now enrollment, and I think applications are up, by my understanding. Like, they're on a roll. But it's built out of – not a fear of falling behind. It's built out of, my God, look what we can do.
Yep, and Mike Norvell, I mean, he was so good at selling the program. I mean, phenomenal at it. And he's doing it at Florida State now. You see the same things.
And again, everyone can't be Mike, and everyone can't be.
No, I get that.
But it does seem to me that the people who do this best, and if you don't want to do it, if you can't be effective operating, and I understand why it would be frustrating. It's why I think, you know, whatever, maybe Jay Wright leaves, you know, whatever. I understand why it's frustrating. But if you don't want to do it, and if you can't do it, and if you can't do it effectively, go do something else.
Yeah, you're screwed. You're screwed in this day and age.
Because you're screwed.
Yep.
That is true. Because you are screwed. If you're going to be dragging your feet and hating every second of NIL and hating that you have to do it, you're probably not going to be good at it.
Yeah, you have to be careful about your messaging. But Jeff, appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_ Calkins, Daily Memphian, columnist also from the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. But real quick, let me tell you about one of my favorite places in town. It's a two-story storefront, and it is off of Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station. That would be Oxbow, the family-owned and operated retail store that has been making waves in East Memphis for over a decade. They have a bunch of different arrivals. They have Memphis-themed gifts and teas. Easy for me to say. Vintage vinyl for music lovers. Sports memorabilia for diehard fans. They have so much in there, by the way. You can go get cards. They have signed rookie cards from some of the Grizzlies. They even have a Muhammad Ali signed boxing glove. But also, they have hunting and outdoor gear for the adventurous souls. They have Memphis Tigers favorites, SEC favorites. When you look at their brands, I love Genteel. You should get to Genteel. If you're big like me, it fits well. If you're small, it fits well. Anything in between, get some Genteel. Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main. Make sure you get off of Poplar onto June Road behind the Amoco station and check out Oxbow. And they try to make you at home when you go in there. When you go in there, pet Earl. Tell him I said hello. Earl is a dog. He is the dog. But make sure you go in there and have a good time and shop till you drop. Now, I also have to say, you can go to the storefront, again, off of Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station, but they are offering, for my particular show, I try to give back. Go to shopoxbow.com, their online storefront, and when you're going to check out, you can get 20% off. 20% off if you put in my promo code, TheGabeShow. All one word, G-A-B-E, TheGabeShow. Shopoxbow.com and look at enter that promo code, The Gabe Show. But whether you're searching for that perfect outfit, unique gifts, vintage vinyl, sports memorabilia, hunting, outdoor essentials, they have everything. Local Oxbow has you covered. Shop local, shop Oxbow. Now, we did have some interesting NFL news that we're going to have to touch when we come back, and that's DeAndre Hopkins getting released by the Cardinals. The Cardinals look very unserious at the moment, but what is on the way for DeAndre Hopkins? What quarterback will be blessed with his presence? I'll discuss when we return on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's a holiday weekend. Get some Old Dominic Tennessee whiskey for some sipping. You can mix it. You can do whatever you want with it. But if you're watching the NBA playoffs, if you're hanging out by the pool, if you're just hanging out with family in general, get some Old Dominic Tennessee whiskey because it's made right here locally in Memphis. Distilled, barreled, aged, and bottled in Memphis. First time that's been the case since Prohibition. It's available everywhere in Memphis, Arkansas, Mississippi. There's parts of Missouri it's available now. Make sure if you're in the listening area, go get a bottle. Maple sugar charcoal distilled, so the flavor is great. You can do whatever you want with it. And you can ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. Get over to your retailer, your favorite liquor store. They will have it. But also, I always tell people to do this. Go downtown and check out the distillery if you haven't already. It's state-of-the-art. It's beautiful. It's special. It really is special. The rooftop's great. The bar's great. They make craft cocktails that are refreshing, and they're awesome. And if you're just exploring Memphis, go in. If you want a tour and tasting that you can book at olddominic.com, you can go do that. They have everything. Anyone's taste. Elevated, relaxed atmosphere. Wedding reception, good for that. Going away party, birthday party, check their event schedule. They can probably fit you in. But also, they are the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Make sure you check out that Tennessee whiskey and all their great products. They have a bunch of great products across the board. But check it out at FedEx Forum. Two different bar locations. You're going for a concert, going for a comedian, going for a game. Check out that. But Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Now, DeAndre Hopkins. Let go by the Cardinals. This was something we expected. There's been discussions about him being traded for the entire offseason. But after three seasons, last two been marred by injury, he's done in Arizona. And obviously he was traded there by Bill O'Brien when the Texans were trying to retool and rebuild. But this is the one thing that comes to my head right now, like just off the top, because the Cardinals are going to take a $22.6 million hit going into next year, and then 2024 he'll clear the books. The Cardinals are so unserious. They're not worried about winning. You just signed Kyler Murray to this massive deal. Massive deal with probably, I mean, it's one, two, it's second or third with guaranteed money. So you've made this investment in him, and now who's he throwing to? Rondale Moore? Is that what he has? Zach Ertz? Like, at this point, the Cardinals have completely cleaned house, new coach, new GM, and now they don't have really any redeeming qualities to that team. Like, it turns so fast. And, like, when you look at the plan, what is the plan? Where do they go from here? Kyler Murray, can he be relevant with nobody to throw to? I think he's a tremendous talent. People can talk about him wanting to play video games all they want and him not studying film, you know, as part of his contract. But that's a guy who I think can stick around and be a good quarterback in this league. But now he has nothing to lean on. And I knew this was coming. I understand that. But the Cardinals, you had this tiny little window where you made the playoffs one year and then you stunk. And now you've just dropped off the face of the earth for the sake of dropping off the face of the earth. It's not a retooling. It's a rebuild. And when I look at the Cardinals this year and I think about what they will be, that's a bottom three team in the NFL. Bottom three. Jonathan Gannon, their new coach, maybe he could get something done. He could get that defense better. But that is a bottom three roster and a bottom three competing team in the NFL this year. They'll have another high pick. It's brutal. It's brutal to see how unserious that franchise. And I know I talked about the Raiders and I said the same things. But they make the Raiders look like the Patriots over the years, considering how bad they are right this second. Now, for DeAndre Hopkins, this is going to be fun to watch. He said on I Am Athlete that he has listed five quarterbacks he wants to play for and catch passes from. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar, and Justin Herbert. Of those, Connor, who are we looking at? Who is the absolute what makes the most sense for DeAndre Hopkins of those five? All of them make sense, but
what makes the most sense?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's trying to win, it's probably the Eagles, right?
If he's trying to win, here's what my first thought when I saw this is the Chiefs are going to get this done and there's nothing we
can
do about
it. Dude, I know. That's why I didn't even want to say it. Gabe, I did not want to say it.
That's what I feel like. Because I mean, they've got Patrick Mahomes locked up on a decent contract.
It freaks me out.
Their cap situation's not horrible. They can move some things around and go give him the money he deserves. And how much money does he really want? The Odell Beckham Jr. contract, and I want to talk to Tashawn Reed here at 6 o'clock about this. The Odell Beckham Jr. contract was ridiculous. It's an outlier. I wonder what DeAndre Hopkins is thinking though, based on him getting that type of contract this offseason from the Ravens. Both guys injuries have marred their career here the past couple years, and they are tremendous talents, but you wonder if they're on the back end. But I wonder how much money he's going to want to take, and what does he want? Does he want to win, or does he want money? And I would imagine if you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins' career and what he's been able to accomplish and how much money he's been paid already, I'd imagine the winning is probably at the top of his priorities.
Well, it seems like today from most of his comments that he keeps talking about, you know, like, I've had four GMs over my career. I just want some consistency. He wants a good quarterback. Yeah, it seems like that he wants to be in a position to where he can get something done on the football field because he's made his money. So, like, I mean, for me, I'd like to see him as an Eagle or a Raven. I think those would be fun.
The GM stability part, that rules out, in my opinion, and people will tell me I'm full of it, but Brandon Bean with the Bills has struggled. So I would take the Bills and the Chargers out of that conversation if he wants to have just, you know, make sure that all those guys are still in place. But the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Ravens have been as stable as you could really imagine the past decade. So this is going to be fun to see. And if the
no Chiefs,
if the Ravens were to add DeAndre Hopkins, good Lord.
It gets fun. It's really fun.
It's really fun to think about. And also with him, his skill set, he's not really at this point. He's never been a burner, but he has got great hands still. When he's been on the field, he's been great. He still has a lot to give. He still has a lot to give, and I'm excited to see where he ends up landing. I think it will be with a contender, but ultimately, it's hard for me to look past the Cardinals and how they've operated. It's just brutal, brutal. When are they going to get back up? Kyler Murray, is he in flux? What's going to happen with him if he has a bad year? He's gotten paid, though, so that's good. He got out in front of that. But DeAndre Hopkins off elsewhere after getting released by the Cardinals after 3 seasons. Now we have to get to small talk, and I have some NCAA 24. The college football game is going to come out later in the year, and I have some details. Chris Vanini wrote an article for The Athletic that I want to get to. I want to get to. On the other side, the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Quick sidebar before we get into what I really want to talk about with NCAA 2024. I renewed my passport today. You want to know why, Connor Dunning?
Why?
Coming up, wedding, honeymoon.
Ah.
Fiance says she's looking at St. Lucia. I was like, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of money.
Tulum, Mexico. That's where we went. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard Tulum's great.
It's the new Cancun is what they're calling it.
Okay.
It's great. Tulum, Mexico.
Safe?
Yes, very safe.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Were you on like a resort?
Yeah, well, that's why it was safe. The drive there was sketchy.
Is it just like a regular resort? Like, is it sandals or what?
We were at the Hilton Resort, one of the fancy ones, so it was very, very nice.
Now, in other news, I guess it's sort of sporty, but it's video game-wise, NCAA 2024 college football. Chris Vanini wrote an article in The Athletic about it and what it'll include. The transfer portal's going to be included. We got one-time transfer rules. I will say this. When I play and I get into my dynasty, if I turn on the game, and I see Lincoln Riley has offered my stuff. Let's say I'm coaching at Pitt, right? Let's say I'm coaching at Pitt. I'm Pat Narduzzi. And I see Lincoln Riley has offered my starting wide receiver, my Biletnikoff Award winner, and he switches over and he transfers. I might turn strictly into Pat Narduzzi. I will put out quotes. I'll say, this isn't what we envisioned when we implemented NIL. I'll be the old curmudgeon if I turn on my game and they take my 5-star away. I will not enjoy that. I do like that. You'll restart it.
I'll just turn it off.
Yeah. But if you saved at a certain point, maybe it's inevitable, right?
That's true.
But that's how coaches have to be. They can't turn off the console and stop it from happening. But this will be fun, man. I can't wait.
It's going to be a great time.
It's been overdue.
Way overdue.
I miss. And 14 was the last one. I miss it so heavily. And the gameplay is going to be better, and it'll be a step up from Madden. Madden just puts out the same game with the new numbers on it. Speaking of Madden, little bit of movie talk. There is talks to make Will Ferrell star as John Madden in a movie called Madden. So it'll be a film about the origins of the Madden video game. David O. Russell is the director. What can you tell me?
Pass. So
really?
David O. Russell's not a great dude. He's made good movies like The Fighter, Silver Linings Playbook, I Love Huckabees, Three Kings. But then he made American Hustle, Accidental Love, Joy, and Amsterdam All in a Row. Bomb, 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 bomb. All of them
are bad.
None of them are good. He stinks as a person. He's bad. Very mean to people on set. A lot of blow ups. Not the greatest man towards women. I don't understand why he keeps getting chances to make movies. Pass.
I like Will Ferrell's a good actor.
The idea sounds fun. Find somebody
Will Ferrell
else.
Is John Madden, though, is kind of whatever.
He's been trying to do this prestige, like,
worldwide
sports thing. Well, because he got cut out of Winning Time. That's why his relationship with Adam McKay and John C. Reilly is not what it used to be.
What he's doing, but he's an executive producer on Succession.
He's been wanting to do, like, a sports thing, so maybe it works out. I don't like David O. Russell involved.
No, we got to tag you out.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Brad's going to take over. You pulled the hero shift. I like to see it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good weekend. But coming up next on the Gabe Kuhn Show, Tashawn Reed will join. We'll talk NFL, DeAndre Hopkins, the whole nine yards right here, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.